Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is another edition of What We Are Reading. And what we're reading at the moment is this terrific little book, The Power of One by Tim Roberts, a look at Christian unity, and we're on to our 11th dip into the book. And today we're going to talk about communion, Eucharist, the Lord's Supper, and its part in creating, maintaining, assisting Christian unity. Tim says something rather interesting here about this on page 153 of the book. Communion, literally coming together with God, partaking eye to eye, a love feast. The Last Supper with his disciples was to become, for every generation of believers since, the Lord's Supper with us. And it is my conviction that it is a powerful uniter of people. Table fellowship, of course, was a central hallmark of the early church. And we see that in Acts 2, where they ate together with glad and sincere hearts. Table fellowship, eating together, sharing the Lord's Supper, is something very meaningful about that in terms of who that means we accept as equals, as family, as people we trust, people we respect, people we delight to spend time with, and in a faith sense, those with whom we share the same faith. Of course, this was put to the test in Acts chapter 10. In Acts 10, what did Peter go and do? He went and ate with Gentiles, didn't he? And in verse 11, he's called to account for that. And in verse 1, the apostles and the believers throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. So, when Peter went up to Jerusalem, one might expect it to read, they congratulated him and praised him for what God had done. But it does not say that. It says, the circumcised believers criticized him and said, you went into the house of uncircumcised men and ate with them. I mean, not only did you go into their homes, you ate with them. My goodness, Peter, what were you thinking? Now, Peter goes on to explain what the Holy Spirit did. And once they recognized it was the hand of God, then everybody accepted it and did indeed praise God. But we can see here the significance of eating together, and I believe of taking the Lord's Supper. I presume that that's what Peter actually does with them, having spoken the word of the Lord to them and baptized them. What would be more natural than to then take communion eating together? So we see this significance of the Lord's Supper together. And I just wonder, in some of our church groups where we don't have the kind of unity we would desire, is there a downplaying of the significance of communion? Do we take enough time over it? It's not only a matter of time, and short communion talks can be fine, but do we take enough time? Do we rush it? Do we take it automatically? Do we not really think about what it's all about? Do we not make Christ the focus? Perhaps we talk more about ourselves and our ideas, but not enough about Jesus, and because it's him who unites us round this table of fellowship. Are there any particular barriers in your situation to people being able to really enjoy a sense of united fellowship in taking communion together, in experiencing communion together, in communing together? I wonder what you think. Is there any way to improve our communion sections of our services? What do you think? If you've got any ideas, I would love to hear them. I'm sure many others would too. So please email me on mccx@mac.com, mccx@mac.com, or you can leave a message anywhere you see or hear this recording. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.